灯为熄人已经睡了。
And we also talk about the topic, the light has not gone off, but the man is broken.
我们今天继续来看撒母耳记上的第四章。
Let's continue to look at 1 Samuel chapter 4.
我们用耶柜被掳来看撒母耳记上的第四章。
We use the Ark of Covenant was captured as the topic for mutual encouragement for 1 Samuel chapter 4.
我们看撒母耳记第四章的十一节。
Let's look at chapter 4.Verse 11.
神的约柜被掳去了，四章十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
请读。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
神的约柜被掳去了。
这有第十节。
啊，那不一样，你就读那句话就好了。
Okay. So the Philistines fought, and the Israelites were defeated, and every man fled to his tent. The slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The Ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons.
我们请读第十七节最后一句话。
Verse
十七节。
17. And the Ark of God had been.
我来读。神的约柜被掳去了，请召唤就好了。
And the Ark of God had been captured.
我们来读二十一节。
Verse 21.
对不起，十九节。
Verse 19.
中间那里
The middle part.
神的约柜被掳去了。
And that the ark of God had been captured.
我们来读第二十一节。
Verse 21.
最后那里
The last part.
因为神的约柜被掳去了。
Because of the capture of the ark of God.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
最后一句话。神的约柜被掳去了。
For the ark of God had been captured.
我们总共读了五次。
So we've read this five times.
我们知道，如果经文一直重复啊，就是那个章节的重点。
So we know if there's a certain phrase that is repeated in the Bible, that means it is a theme of that chapter.
所以我们用这一节来看第四章，我们分三点来谈。
So we use this phrase here as the topic for chapter four.
就是约柜在历史上的功能是什么？
And to think about what is the purpose of the ark in history.
我们来谈一谈为什么神的约柜会被掳去。
And let's talk about also why was the ark of God captured.
再谈谈掳去之后我们得到什么教训跟学习。
And also to talk about what are the teachings that we learned after the ark had been captured.
这是以色列人历代以来的一个历史的悲剧。
And this is the Israelites. You can say this is the disaster, one of the greatest disasters for the Israelites.
摩西啊，神吩咐他做约柜。
And Moses was instructed by God to create the ark.
他这个约柜跟以色列百姓啊，已经同在几百年了。
And this ark had been with the Israelites for hundreds of years.
告诉我们呢，神还是关爱世人，还是在人间。
And what it tells us is a reminder to the people that God is still loving the people and He is among them.
约柜是神跟人说话他一个荣耀的地方。
And the ark is a place where men can speak to God.
约柜被掳去代表荣耀离开以色列。
And this glory, this ark, when the ark had been captured, it means the glory had left Israel.
那这个约柜在历史上到底做了什么事情呢？
So what did the ark do and what in the time of history?
那个神人犯罪之后呢，神一直要想跟人亲近。
So after man's sin, God continued to find ways to draw near.
就好像一个爸爸舍不得一个孩子流浪一样。
To not draw near to man, just as a father to son.
那后来神就指示摩西约柜要怎么造。
So then God instructed Moses how to construct the ark.
所以在出埃及记三十七章一节就告诉我们要怎么样来造约柜。
So in Exodus chapter 37 verse 1, it records of how the ark should be constructed.
告诉我们这个约柜的长呢，必须要两肘半，宽一肘半，高一肘半。
It talks about the length of the ark needs to be 2.5 cubic.
那这个大概就是长要。如果换成现在的 feet 长大概是四 feet 啦，宽跟高大概是两个 feet 这样子，二点五个 feet 这样子。
So it's about 4 feet in length and 2.5 feet in height.
小弟五尺五寸嘛
And I'm 5'5".
所以那个约柜大概四尺高。 比这个讲台高一点，我想。
So it's probably just a little bit higher than this pulpit.
那个它是一个正方形的，一边大概都是2.2次到2.5次左右哈。
And so it's in a form of a square, from the each side probably 2 to 2.5 feet.
那因为金是象征荣耀，所以耶柜里外都要包着金。
And because gold represents glory, so inside and outside it must be coated with gold.
它有两条杠，你看那个有两个杠哈，要做四个环，有两个杠啊，四个人来抬啊，这个耶柜。
So there is also
two
poles, and needs to be carried by 4 people.
啊，这告诉我们呢，这个神啊，要跟人呢 是一种非常亲密的你把它抬在你的肩上。
And this represents the close relationship of God and men that you must carry this above on your shoulder.
其实神的重担是轻省的。
And also to represent that the burden of God is light.
神要我们跟他很亲密啊。
And God wants us to be very close to Him.
这个耶柜的上面有个施恩座。
And on top of the ark, there is the mercy seat.
那这个每一年呢，大祭司到这边来啊，为百姓赎罪。
And each year, the high priest will come here to have the atonement of sins for the people.
那新约告诉我们，我们要常常到施恩座前面来。这个求神求恩惠蒙神的帮助，做随时的帮助。
And the New Testament tells us that we must often come before the mercy seat and to ask for the help of the Lord and to ask for mercy.
当主耶稣被钉十字架之后呢，这个幔子圣所跟圣所幔子就隔开了，就分开了。
So after the Lord Jesus Christ has been nailed on the cross, The curtain had been split in half.
所以我们现在每个人都可以到施恩座前来跟神祷告。
And that is why we all can come before the mercy seat to pray.
所以在历代以来呢，这个都是在约柜都是用来给人得到安息的。
So from the past till now, the ark was used so that men can gain rest.
给人得到帮助的。
And so that men can gain help.
我们看民数记的第十章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 10.
十章的33节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 33.
民数记十章三十三节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 33.
十章三十三节。
10 verse 33.
以色列人离开主的山，前行了三天的路程。十章三十三节。
Chapter 10 verse 33.
主的约柜在前头行三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。所以我们跟着耶柜走啊，那主的耶柜在前头行三天的路程呢，可以让帮我们找到安歇的地方。
So if we have the Ark of the Covenant lead us, and just as Israelites has led them for 3 days, the Ark of Covenant will find them a place to rest.
即使你人生有困难要打仗呢，你可以跟着耶柜耶柜会帮你忙啊。
So even if you have difficulties in your life and you have battles to fight, the ark will help you.
我们看三十五节，民数记十章三十五节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 35.
十章三十五节。
Chapter 10 verse 35.
约柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：“主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。”请读。
Verse 35, whenever the ark sent out, Moses said, Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered, may your foes flee before you.
这告诉我们这个耶柜真的可以帮助他们赶散仇敌。
This tells us that indeed the ark of the covenant can have the enemies be scattered.
有一次以色列百姓他们失掉信心。
There was
失落信心。Lost the faith.
When there was one time when the Israelites has lost their faith.
神就说呢，你们要在旷野漂流38年。
And the Lord said to them, then you must be scattered among the wilderness for another 38 years.
隔天早上这个有一些以色列人，他们就痛心了，就说我们实在是不好了，我们现在就要去打仗了。
And the Israelites, some of them, the very next day, they felt so heartbroken, and they said, "We are indeed not good, so we will set out in battle."
摩西跟他们讲，你们现在不要去打。
Moses told them, "Don't go out."
因为神的 verdict, 神的吩咐，神的审判已经下来了。
Because the verdict of God has come down.
这些人不听啊，自己上去跟这个迦南人打仗。
However, these people did not care. They still went out to fight with the Canaanites.
圣经上讲，那一次呢，摩西跟耶柜啊都没有出去啊。
And that part of the recording of the Bible, it says that Moses and the Ark did not abide with them in the battle.
所以他们那次就打输了，打输了仗。
So of course that time they lost in their battle.
今天告诉我们呢，这个耶柜实在是神同在的地方。我们呢，人生啊，我们要跟着神来走路。
And this part tells us that indeed the Ark of the Covenant of God is a place that we must walk.
我们的生命有神带领，我们就能够有方向，有安息。
For if in our life we have the guidance of the Lord, then we will have a direction.
我们弟兄姐妹啊，平常压力都很大。
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, you have many great pressures.
有的人在读书，你们有学业上的很多的压力。
And some that are still pursuing in their studies, you have pressures in your studies.
有的人在生活上面有经济上的工作上的压力。
And for others, you have work stress and also financial stress.
有时候我看到弟兄姐妹在买房子啊，租房子啊，也很多的压力。
And I see either if you're purchasing a house or you're renting, there's different kind of stress and pressure.
那时候心里很烦啊。
So your heart is very unsettled.
如果您在心很烦的时候。
So when your heart feels very unsettled,
不妨你提早一点时间到教会来祷告。
Then why don't you try to spare a little longer time to come to the church and pray?
你来到施恩座前。
When you come before the mercy seat,
你会觉得神会给你安息。
Then you will feel that truly God will give
you rest. 你会觉得神会给你人生有一个价值，有一个方向。你突然之间呢，在烦躁当中，你就会安静下来。
And you will feel that God has given you this rest in this unsettling feeling that you have.
所以我们常常走在耶柜前面。
And that's why we oftentimes we walk before the ark.
我们自己奔跑，不愿意停下来跟着耶柜走。
For we want to run by ourselves with our own steps, and we do not want to walk abiding with the ark.
有时候我们这样会走很多的冤枉路。
And it's because of this we will walk many wrong paths.
有一次小弟在阿根廷听到一个传道娘在做见证。
There's one time when I was in Argentina, I heard a pastor's wife testify this.
她说那以前她是乡下人到台北去念书。
She said she used to live in the countryside of Taiwan, and she went up to the big city Taipei.
她妈妈跟她讲到台北第一件事情你要找教会。
And she went there to study, and the mom told her that the first thing you must do when you go to Taipei is to find a church.
她很乖她听妈妈的话。
And she was very obedient, she listened to her mother.
她除了读书以外呢，很积极的参加教会的事工。
So other than her studies, she was very zealous in doing the work of the church.
对一个女孩子到台北市去常常有很多的这个party 啦，很多的诱惑啦，灯红酒绿啊。灯是红的，酒是绿的，就是很多的诱惑了。
So, for a single girl, a young girl to go to the big city Taipei to study, there's many temptations and parties and lure.
她读文化大学，文化离台北教会实在是有一段距离。
And she studied at University of Wenhua, and this university is actually very far from Taipei Church.
但是她说呢，她尽量参加聚会。
However, she said, "I will try my best to attend service."
礼拜六这个晚上有高级班的聚会。
And on Sabbath evening, there is senior class.
礼拜天呢，有儿童教员的教书的这个阿姨的工作。
And on Sunday, she has religious education work for the church.
但是呢，因为这么忙，所以她就没有时间参加同学那些 party 的东西。
And it's also because she was so busy involved in the church work, she did not have time to be involved in the parties at school.
这四年来看到神的恩惠跟祝福跟带领。
And within those 4 years, she indeed saw the grace and the blessings of the Lord.
所以今天真的我们每个人都要跟神走，跟着约柜的带领。
So today, we must all walk with the ark and behind the ark.
有一个工人啊，有一个弟兄啊，听到这样的见证啊，他的孩子要回台湾去读书的时候，也跟他这样讲。
There was also a holy worker, and when he heard this testimony, and he knows that his child is going back to Taiwan to study, he also told the children this.
你最重要就是你要常常祷告，要亲近神。
And he told his child that what's most important is that you must pray unceasingly and to trust to rely on the Lord.
打电话给这个台湾的一位执事啊，跟他讲他女儿就要来了。
And he called a deacon in Taiwan, and he told the deacon that my daughter is coming to Taiwan.
就化解到了，他后来真的是可以跟着同龄过着教会的生活。
And in the end, he did feel that the daughter was able to live a life with the brothers and sisters in the church.
这个做家长的就非常的放心了。
And of course, the parents of this child then is very rested in their heart.
那个家长问他说，你在宿舍跟三个人一起住，你敢不敢祷告？
And then we asked her that if you live with three other roommates in your dorm, do you dare to pray?
他说我不敢。
She said, I do not dare.
那个家长说，怎么可以不祷告呢？
And then the parent says, how could you dare not pray?
那个小孩说，可是我有教会的钥匙啊，我天天到教会去祷告啊。
And she said, but however, I have the key to the church, so every day I go to the church to pray.
所以当一个孩子啊，懂得跟随神，其实父母亲都很放心。
So when a child knows how to rely and to follow the Lord, the parents do not have any worries.
我们跟着耶柜走，就可以得到方向，得到安息。
So if we walk with the Ark of the Covenant, then we will have a direction and also rest.
那我们再来谈一谈，那么为什么这一次他们呢，抬着耶柜出去，但是却耶柜被抢去了呢？
Then also look at this incident of why when this time they took the Ark of Covenant with them to battle, however, it had been captured.
我们来看撒母耳记四章的一到四节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1 to 4.
一到四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
以色列出去与非利士人打仗，安营在以利，以便以谢非利士人安营在亚佛。第二节。
Verse 2.
非利士人向以色列人摆阵，两军交战的时候，以色列人败在非利士人面前，非利士人在战场上杀了他们军兵约有四千人。第三节。
Three.
百姓回到营房营里，以色列长老说，主今日为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢？我们不如将神的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里来，好在我们中间救我们脱离敌人的手。我们看到这时候他们打仗是打败仗。
We see that this battle they had been defeated.
那个被杀了有四千多人。
And about 4,000 were in casualty.
那长老就提议说，那以前我们听到约柜这个带领过约旦河，约旦河就开以前约柜为耶利哥耶利哥就倒，那我们为什么不带不把耶柜抬出来呢？
And then the elder said that in the past, when they brought the Ark of the Covenant through the River of Jordan, the river split open, or when they brought it to the Battle of Jericho and the city fell. So why should we not bring the Ark this time?
后来他们真的叫这个以利的两个儿子来抬耶柜出来。
So indeed, they asked Eli's two sons to carry the Ark.
就耶柜就被抢了。
So then, it was then that the ark had been captured.
为什么这次的结果不一样呢？
Why is this time when they brought out the ark?
首先我们要了解呢，有时候同一个动作你会知道同一个动作呢，有时候有不同的结果。
What we must first understand is that with the same action that you do, there's different results.
两个人都在一起祷告。
There's two people praying.
一个人神垂听他的祷告。
There's one prayer that God listens to.
可是神就不垂听那个法利赛人的祷告，垂听税吏那个认罪的祷告，不听法利赛人那个自义的祷告。
However, God did not listen to the prayer of the Pharisee, but listened to the prayer of the tax collector.
所以同一个动作有可能有两个不同的结果。
So with the same action, there could be two results.
该隐跟亚伯两个是同一个父母生的。
Cain and Abel came from the same parents.
两个都想要来神面前奉献。
And both of them wanted to offer before the Lord.
同样奉献，神就接纳亚伯的，不接纳该隐的。
And with the same offer, the mindset of offering, God accepted Abel's, but did not accept Cain's.
因为神说， 这个该隐，你本来就是，本来你这行为就不好，你若行得好，我怎么会不接受你的奉献呢？
And God said, Cain, it is because your actions are not good. So if your actions were good, your deeds were good, then why would I not accept your...
所以在两个不同世代的人通通抬耶柜、啊、在做事情。
So in different generations, them different people carry the same ark.
但是在一个世代的人懂得神的心意。
But in this one generation, they understand the mindset of the Lord.
知道神的方向。
They understand the direction of the Lord.
另外一个世代的人却是以为这样表面形式上的、啊、就可以得到神的同工。
But as for the other generation, they feel that as long as we do this in an action, then God will have that abidance with us.
所以今天我们同样来教会聚会。
So same goes for us when we come to the church.
我们同样坐在这里听道理。
And we sit here to listen to the sermon.
我们同样跪在一起祷告。
And we all kneel here to pray.
我们要想一想，我们怎么样才能够得到神的悦纳。
Then we need to think, what must we do to have the acceptance of the Lord?
得到神的同工。
To receive the abidance of
the Lord. 那你仔细看了，其实跟这个人有绝对的关系。
So when we look at this even more deeply, we understand it has to do with the person.
今天我们呢、啊、会被神接受，其实跟我们这个人这个心、啊、有绝对的关系。
So today, either or not, we are accepted by the Lord. It has to do with our individual selves.
这个时代带领的人就是以利亚。
So at this time, their leader was Eli.
我们看四章的十五节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 15.
四章的十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
那时以利98岁了，眼睛发直，不能看见。请读。
Verse 15, at that time Eli, who was 98 years old and whose eyes were set on that he could not see.
这个其实小弟读来不只是肉体上的缺欠，这是更是他心灵上眼睛根本看不见。
So when you read here, not only physically he was not well, but also spiritually, spiritual eye he was not able to see.
你看前面哦，神已经差遣两个人来警告他跟他的家庭。
We see that God has sent two people to warn him and his family.
第一次在二章的二十七节，神派神人跟他讲呢，因为你尊重儿子，过于尊重我呢，啊，所以呢，很多的这种灾殃啊，要临到你家。
And in chapter 2, verse 27, the first messenger came and told him that because you fear your sons more than you fear me, so calamities will come.
那么跟他讲说，你们家永远不会有一个老人呢。
And to tell him that your house will never have an old man.
这个实在是很严重的一个警告。
This indeed is a great warning.
为了证明呢，这个以后会是真的，跟他讲说，你的儿子要在同一天死掉。两个儿子要在同一天死掉。
To the point of severity, to tell him that your two sons will die on the same day.
后来又借着一个小朋友，小小的撒母耳跟他传警告。
And then he used a little kid Samuel to warn him.
那结果他啊都没有什么回应啊，还是继续的让两个儿子啊做祭司抬耶柜。
However, he did not do anything about this, and he continued to let his two sons be priest and to carry the ark.
我们想想看哦，在耶稣亚时代啊，不是每一次打仗，耶稣亚都把耶柜抬出去呢。
You have to understand the time of Joshua. Not every single battle Joshua had taken the Ark of Covenant out to battle.
只有第一次哦，而且那一次啊，他们根本没有用到刀啊。
And it was only one time, and it was the first time. And at that time, they did not draw out any sword.
而且是神叫他们呢、啊，啊，把耶柜抬出来的。
And it was God that instructed them to carry the ark.
所以呢，啊，他们遇到困难就是开始找神了、啊，哦。
So that's why whenever they face difficulties, they seek for the Lord.
不晓得神的心意到底是什么，尤其以利亚，他眼睛真的看不清楚。
But they did not know what is the will of the Lord, and Eli's eyes grew dim.
今天呢、啊，我们在做教会的工作，那些有职分的人呢、啊，无论你是负责什么，或是中文教会老师，我们真的要看清楚我们教会的方向在哪里。
So either today when we're doing the work of the Lord, either we are one that's more elderly, more experienced, or even if we're a religious education teacher, we really need to see clearly what is the direction of the Lord.
有个传道这样讲、哦、他在 comment、啊哦、
And there was a pastor that had this comment.
他说呢很多、很多基业都在办 NYTS.
And he said that many different general assemblies are holding their own NYTS.
但是有些基业呢好几年来都找不到年轻人出来现身。
However, there are many GAs that are not able to find youths that are willing to offer up themselves to the Lord.
原因在哪里呢？
Then where is the problem?
有时候我们在办活动啊，我们真的要让我们的孩子能够摸到神。
It is the fact that when you're holding these seminars, you really need to let the attendees, these students, to touch God.
所以我们不要眼睛昏花，看不见那个方向。
So we cannot have our eyes grow dim and cannot see the right way.
你看这时候的那个行政方面的带领人是长老，长老他们他是提议把耶柜抬出来的人。
And right here, the administrative person that took care of administrative ways
elders,
are the elders.
第三节
。And they suggested to bring out the ark.
那这个长老所带领以色列百姓，他们是一个在这个时候是一个什么样的信仰情形呢
？So these elders that led the Israelites. So what is their status at that time?
我们看撒母耳记上七章的第三节。
So let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 3.
撒母耳记上七章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 7 verse
3. 后来撒母耳长大，跟以色列百姓这样讲啊。
So after Samuel grew up and he told the Israelites this,
七章三节
chapter 7 verse
3, Samuel 对以色列全家说你们若一心归向主就要把外邦的神和亚斯他鲁从你们中间除掉专心归向主单单的侍奉他他必救你们脱离以非利士人的手好请读
verse 3 And Samuel said to the whole house of Israel if you're returning to the Lord with all your heart then rid yourselves of the foreign gods of the Ashtoreths andCommit yourself to the Lord and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out from the hand of the Philistines.
你就知道，其实这时候长老跟以色列人其实他们一方面拜神，也拜亚斯他鲁，也拜一些偶像
And what you have to understand is at that time, the Israelites, along with the elders at that time, they would not only worship the Lord, but many other foreign idols.
所以他们是两只脚踏两条船众位神明来帮助，越多越好了。
So it is that they worship many God at one time, for they feel that the more God, the better.
所以你看这些长老们跟百姓们，其实他们真的没有专一的靠神。
So you can see the people as long with the elders, they do not only worship the Lord.
所以今天我们如果不专一靠神，有时候你很难，你怎么说？你真的是跟随耶柜在走呢
？So if today we do not solely worship the Lord, then how can you say that you follow the ark?
我在伯恩教会听到一个姐妹见证。
When I was in Baldwin Park, I heard a sister testify.
她的儿子是有这个异位性皮肤炎allergy 用简单的话讲。
And so the sister's son has asthma, eczema,
allergy. 是不是
哈？
异位性皮肤炎嘛哈。
So he has allergies.
那。他说很严重严重到他们医生规定还是政府规定他这个上学一定要带一个针因为那个随时都有危险所以要交代老师如果什么情况发生那个针要马上打下去。
And because of his certain allergies, when he goes to school, he has to bring an EpiPen, and the teachers are instructed to use this pen whenever the allergies, he has allergy attacks.
其实后来要读书，要读幼稚园的时候，很多幼稚园都不收，因为那个因为会抓嘛，那就会流血嘛，那就是这个幼稚园到处有那些 blood 的 mark 嘛，就是到处都是血啊。所以其实后来也没有什么幼稚园想要接受这个孩子。
And this time when he was going to enroll in preschool, not many preschools were willing to accept him because of his allergy conditions. When he scratches his skin, he will bleed, and therefore it will cause the school to have blood in various areas.
他说他妈妈把他的手因为他手会抓嘛，把他都包起来，绑起来这样子。但是他会像那个牛一样，用他的皮肤去擦墙壁这样擦，因为太阳了，所以呢，每次的妈妈要进门都要想，我今天儿子不晓得变成一个什么样的流血血人
And because he would often scratch himself to prevent him from scratching, the mom will bind up his hands, and he would just scratch himself, his back against the wall. So every day when the child came home from school, the mom would wonder how bad the child has bled today.
后来这个孩子怎么好的呢？
In the end, how was this child fully recovered?
其实他们开始中西医一起，什么都试过了。
So in the beginning, they try Chinese remedies or Western medicine. They've tried everything.
他说每次都是好，大概一两个礼拜，然后呢，那个病又重新再回来这样子。
Most of the time, it would be healed for about 1 or 2 weeks, and then the allergies would come back again.
后来他们就一个领悟，就说什么都不要了， 现在专一的靠神这样子。
In the end, they finally came to a realization that we should not have to need anything, but we should only solely rely on the Lord.
不是说我们不要看医生了，可以看医生了。
It's not to say that we should not go see the doctor.
但是他们的心呢、啊，对那个医药啊啊啊这个。对神跟医药的比例当中呢，我们不是要知道我们要全身依靠神，不是依靠医药，它是一个 tool 而已啊，它那个心呢不对啊。
But rather, it's the heart is on the right place that they must understand that they should rely on God and not to rely on medicine.
当他们把心调过来的时候
，and it's the minute, the moment that they have changed their direction of their
heart. 他就看到神的恩典临到他们的家
，and they see the grace and the blessing of the Lord come upon their
household. 阿根廷有位弟兄啊。啊、受洗的那鬼啊那个好了、哦、就是、哦、那个就是以前的那个幻鬼啊好了到教里面来听道理 啊都可以这样子有就是很认真听了、哦、也会有反应这样子啦更加都有反应回答这样子。
And there was a brother in Argentina. He was possessed by the demon. And however, in the end, the demon had been casted out, so he was able to listen and to participate very well.
后来那个妈妈啊，这个又去啊拿拜拜的东西给他吃。
But however, this brother's mother. Had brought food that had been worshipped to idol for him to eat.
没有专心靠神
because they did not solely rely on the Lord.
后来的情况真的很不好。
So in the end, his situation got very bad.
所以今天呢，我们呢看到为什么这是耶柜被掳呢？因为这个长老们、百姓们，他们就是没有专一的靠神呢。
So we see why this time the ark had been captured is because the elders, the people, they did not solely rely on the Lord.
撒母耳记上四章十一节。
Let's look at First Samuel chapter 4 verse 11.
四章十一节。
Chapter 4 verse 11.
神的耶柜被掳去，以利的两个儿子何活尼、非尼哈也都被杀了。请读。
Verse 11, the ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died.
其实这两个实在是恶人呐、啊。
And these two are evil, wicked men.
二章十二节说他们不认识神。
Chapter 2, verse 11 tells us that they do not know God.
十七节说他们在神面前藐视神的祭物。
And verse 17, it tells us that before the Lord, they looked down on the offering.
二十三节提到他们跟会幕门口的妇人还换奸淫。
And verse 23, it mentions that they had they committed adultery with a woman before.
有时候你读圣经会想说奇怪了，那神呢？为什么不就地正法？就是为什么还让这样的人呢继续当祭司啊
？So when you read these parts of the Bible, you often wonder to yourself, why did not God condemn them at that very time? Why did God let them continue?
那实在是撒母还没有长大。
Surely it's because that Samuel had not.
神的工作、啊、还没有人可以接替来做。
For the work of the Lord had not.The baton had not been passed to Samuel to do.
所以有时候我们神给我们一个机会工作，并不代表我们真的比别人更好呢。
So we need to think that sometimes God gives us a job, gives us a role in church, is not because we're better than others.
我们自己要反省啊。
We need to reflect.
或者恩期过了，神就清啊，借着耶柜被掳这样来清理门户。
So if the blessed time has passed you, then God will use this time of when the ark had been captured to get rid of you.
啊、他们想说抬着耶柜啊，神就会做工啊，不一定哦。
They think that if we carry the ark, then the Lord will work with us.
自古以来都是耶柜带领人，这个时候是人在带领耶柜了。
Since the beginning of time, it is the ark leading the people. But however, this time it is people leading.
所以人把耶柜当成一种保护的工具啊。
So men have used this ark as a way of protection.
好像阿拉神灯摸一摸啊，这个就有一个神出来帮助你了。
It's just like the lamp in Aladdin that if you rub this lamp, then there's a genie that will come out to help you.
啊，其实时候到了，神就要用这，其实用这样的方法来惩罚一个人哦。
But however, when the time comes, God will use this method to punish people.
但是有时候我们说职分是荣耀的，没有错了。
So oftentimes we might say that your role is glorifying.
当祭司是荣耀的工作。
For being a priest is a very glorifying.
啊，但是呢，我们也是要反省哦。
But we also need to reflect.
有一个人看一个异象哦。
There was a person that had seen a vision.
看到一顶这个冠冕呐、啊，荣耀的冠冕。
And he saw a glorious crown.
哦，远远看，真的是啊， 那个做圣工的人哦，那冠冕真的很漂亮啊，这个远远的看哦，很漂亮。
And this holy worker, when in the vision, saw that this crown is indeed very glorifying.
静静的去看清楚。
And as he came closer to get a better
look. 哇，那个冠冕其实上是生锈了嘞。
But as a matter of fact, this crown is rusted.
很多的 pearl 都已经不见了。
There are many pearls that are missing from the crown.
这个也是提醒我自己啊，提醒我们服侍的人。
This also reminds myself, the ones that serve.
没有错，那个工作本身是荣耀的。
Indeed, it is true. The work itself is very glorifying.
但是我们自己要求神帮助我们，让我们配得这个荣耀。
But we need to ask for the Lord's help to help us that we are worthy of this glory.
那为什么这次耶和华会被掳呢？
So why was the ark taken captive?
这么多人都有问题哈。
So it's
我们刚刚说以利啦，长老啦，啊，这个何弗尼跟惠尼哈。
The Eli's two sons, the elders, and the people.
其实啊，他们还有一些观念是不对的。
They also have very wrong concepts.
今天我们拜神也要用心灵跟诚实啊，那个诚实英文就是 truth. 我们拜神用真理来拜神。
So when today when we worship the Lord, we worship Him in truth.
我们观念不对啊，就像我们刚说的，你这个好像挟天子令诸侯啊，就是你以为抬耶柜啊，什么事情都可以解决，就是这样而已。
And however, their concepts, their perspective was wrong, for that they think that as long as we carry the ark, then we can defeat anything.
啊，这个观念是不对的，最主要是你。我们的行为啊，我们的行为。
So the concept is wrong, but what is even more important is their action.
有问题找答案是好的了哦。
It is good that when you have a problem, you want to try to find a way to solve it.
打败仗，懂那个去想要去找答案是好的。
And if you have lost a battle and you want to find a way to solve this, it is good.
但是找到错误的答案，有时候让事情更糟糕啊。
However, when you find a bad answer to your problem, it is worse than the problem itself.
我们有时候有一些观念可以再想一想哦。
So many different kind of concepts we have, we need to think.
我们今天是靠神的话还是靠圣经？
Today, do we depend on the words of the Lord or do we depend on the Bible?
这个圣经只是一本书了哦。
This Bible is only just a book.
我小时候以为这个可以驱鬼，所以鬼来的时候我就把它放在胸前。
When I was young, I thought that this can cast out Satan, so I would put this before me.
结果鬼还是一样来啊。
But however, the Satan still came.
靠神的话还是靠这本书？
Are you relying on the words of the Lord or this book?
我们是靠神的能力还是靠膝盖祷告？
Do we rely on the power of the Lord? Rely on the power of our knees?
没有错，我们要认真祷告，要进食，认真祷告，有时候有需要的时候。
Indeed, it is true that we need to pray, focus in prayer.
但是我们是靠那个祷告本身，还是靠那个神本身的力量呢？
But with the power, is it only through the power of our prayer, or it is through the power of God?
我们心软弱的时候，有时候会靠个 media, 靠一个媒介来亲近神。
And when we feel very weak in faith, we will try to use a medium to draw ourselves close to God.
真耶稣教会早期案例的时候，一定要有橄榄油案例。
And in the past, when the True Jesus Church, when we ordain ministers or pastors, they must be ordained with olive oil.
不是每个国家，有些国家了哈，他们一定要先倒个橄榄油啊，再案例。
So they must be anointed with, only certain countries do this, anointed with pouring the olive oil.
那你观念正确了，就知道这个油只是圣灵嘛，哦，不需要一定要物质的油了。
And later on, as they realize that this olive oil is merely just physically speaking, but what is most important is the Holy Spirit.
小弟有一次跟到国外去啊，跟一个福建人在一起。
There was one time I went abroad and I was with
就是我一个弟兄了哈。
A brother from 福建。
他们早期福建呐、啊，洗礼的时候都会去拿水啊，那个水真的很神奇哦，都不会臭哦。你疑难杂症喝那个水都会好哦。
And in the early days, when after baptism, they would take this water from baptism, and they would just drink from it whenever they feel ill or sick. It cures all illness.
但是他们心灵真的很单纯啊、哦、
It's because they were so innocent in their
faith. 但是我们想要进步啊，我们是观念，我们观念要正确。
But however, our faith needs to progress and to grow. It needs to be correct.
所以啊，他们因为啊观念也不正确啊，后来耶柜就被掳了。
And it's because their concepts were wrong, therefore the ark was captured.
我们刚刚谈到为什么耶柜会被掳。
We talked about why the ark was captured.
我们再谈到被掳的结果是什么。
Then let's look at the result of after the ark had been captured.
当然，两个坏人啊死了。
Of course, the two wicked men had died.
那百姓也倒了三万人了，第十节。
And there are 30.
步兵倒了三万人了。
And there are 30,000 foot soldiers that died.
我们来看以利哈。
Let's look at Eli.
我们来看第十三节到十七节。
Let's look at verse 13-17.
其实以利蛮忠心的哈。
Eli is actually quite.
你看圣经的故事哦 ，very loyal。因为以利一直一坐在自己的位置上面呢。
Eli was quite loyal, for he was continuing to sit on his chair.
第四章的十三节，到的时候，以利正在道旁坐在自己的位置上观看，为神约柜心里担忧。其实以利也是为神在担忧的，约柜在担忧的。
So indeed, Eli's heart worried for the ark of the God.
那人进城报信，合城的人就呼喊起来。十四节，以利听见呼喊的声音，就问说：“这喧嚷是什么缘故呢？”那人急忙来报信给以利。十五节，那时以利98岁，眼目发直，不能看见。16节，那人对以利说：“我是从镇上来的，今日我从镇上逃回。”以利说：“我儿，事情怎么样？”17节，报信的回答说：“以色列人在非利士人面前逃跑，民中被杀的甚多，你的两个儿子和腓尼哈也都死了，并且神的耶柜被掳去。”18节，他一提神的耶柜，以利就从他的位上往后跌倒，在门旁折断颈项而死。因他年纪老迈，身体沉重，以利做以色列的士师40年，听到儿子死掉，没有那么难过啊。
So when he heard that his two sons died, he was not that sad.
一听到神的耶柜被夺走了
，But when he heard of the mentioning of the ark of God had been captured,
身体就往后倒
，Eli fell back.
啊，颈项断了
，And he broke his neck.
啊，因为身体太重了
，Because his body was too heavy.
啊，那就死掉了
，And he died.
啊，真的很可怜哦。
Indeed, this is such a pity.
我读到这里，每次读到这里都想说，以利这么回，可能肥肉吃太多了。
Oftentimes, when I read this part, I feel Eli must be so fat from eating all the fat of the.
那为什么肥肉吃那么多呢
？And why did he eat so much fat?
因为他儿子人家献祭的时候都不让人家烧肥肉啊，就把那个肉抢走了，吃太多肥肉了。
He ate so much fat from the offerings that people offered to the Lord, and they took it and they ate it.
读圣经，我们读圣经会知道以利什么都好，真的。
When we read the Bible, we understand that Eli, in every single way, he was really good.
唯一不好就是尊重儿子过于尊重神啊，把儿子当神看了。
And what he was not good in his behavior was how he had treated his sons surpassed of the ways how he treated God.
光这一点啊，爱儿子害儿子也害到神的家。
And with this very point that because he loved his sons dearly, that it had caused calamities and problems upon his household and also the house of God and his own sons.
所以今天呢，我们真的不要太听儿子的小孩子的话，真的。
So today, indeed, we should not listen all to what our children say.
我们今天实在是太听孩子的话了。
Indeed, it's true that parents today listen to their children.
嗯，真的，孩子变我们家的中心了哈。
And the children become the main focal point of the whole entire home.
除了两个儿子死，这个以利也死得很惨。说实话，这是惨死。
So indeed, not only the two sons of Eli died, but also Eli died in a very sad manner.
那个儿媳妇也死得很惨哦。
But also his daughter-in-law.
我们看四章的19节到22节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 19.
以利的儿媳妇腓尼哈的妻子怀孕，将到产期，她听见神的约柜被掳去，公公丈夫都死，就猛然疼痛，屈身生产。20节，将要死的时候，旁边站着的妇人们对他说：“不要怕，你得了男孩子。”他却不回答，也不放在心上。你看到哦，这个姐妹哦，真的是也很有爱神的心呢。
So you can see that this sister has a heart that loves the Lord.
你跟她讲你是那个男孩子了啦。
And when the woman had told her that you've given birth to a son,
她不回答呢。
But she did not respond.
经上讲，因为她不放在不放在心上。
The Bible records is that because she did not care and paid any attention.
21节。
他
给孩子起名叫以加伯，意思就是说荣耀离开以色列了。请读。
Verse 21, so she named the boy
Ichabod.
Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel."
这是因为神的约柜被掳去，又因她公公跟丈夫都死了。
Because of the capture of the ark of God and the deaths of her father-in-law and her husband.
在约柜公公跟丈夫，她最关心的还是约柜啦。
So in the line of what she cared most, but with the father-in-law and the husband, she cared most for the ark of the covenant.
她在想她。活着的时候不晓得对他先生影响有多大、哦、
So I'm not sure how much she was infected by her husband.
如果他多影响他先生多一点点，不晓得有多好、哦、
Actually, sorry, I don't know how much she was able to affect her husband. I hope that if she did, then it would have been different.、
啊、很可惜啊，悲剧就在这个家庭产生啊。
Indeed, this is such a pity.
我们来看诗篇七十八篇。
Let's look at Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇在形容这一段。
This description here mentioned in Psalm 78.
七十八篇哦。
Psalm 78.
六十三节、六十四节。
Verse 63 and 64.
请你读，因为你经常读，请你读。
Verse 63. Fire consumed their young men, and their maidens had no wedding songs.
六十四节。
Verse 64. Their priests were put to the sword, and their widows could not weep.
我想六十四节就在形容啊啊这个这件事情。
I believe verse 64 describes of what just mentioned earlier.
祭司倒在刀下，可是寡妇呢没有为这件祭司的倒在刀下哭，是为了荣耀离开以色列而难过。
Here, indeed, the priests were put to death to the sword. However, the widows did not weep for their husband, but rather that the glory of God had left Israel.
所以今天我们对啊啊神给我们的警告，我们真的要放在心里面哦。
So today, with the warnings that God has given to us, we need to keep them in our hearts.
这个悲剧啊，从以利对神两个警告，通通不放在这个不做什么事情去。去改变哦、
and with this sad ending that we can see and learn from this that even though that they know that they were wrong, they did not do anything to change.
好，我们时间到了哈。
So our time is up.
最后讲一个故事。
Lastly, I want to share a story.
也是家庭聚会的时候，一个姐妹讲一个她的生命的一个事情。
One time during family service, there was a sister that shared something about her life.
这个姐妹很有艺术眼光，所以她去买个牛仔裤、啊。很漂亮的，就是很有流线，很有很美的，对她来讲是很有线条的一部牛仔裤啊。
And because the sister is very artistic, so she went out and bought a pair of jeans. To her, the form of the jeans looked very beautiful.
有一天，她姐姐跟她讲啊。
One day, the sister's older sister told her this.
哎，为什么那个牛仔裤有一个菩萨在弹吉他呢？
Why did on your jean there is this logo of a Buddha playing the guitar?
不晓得什么厂牌的哈，就是牛仔裤有一个弥勒佛弹吉他了哈。
So
他想说反正是裤子嘛，没有什么了不起啊，对不对
？And I don't know exactly what brand, but I she didn't understand that why there was a Buddha playing a guitar.
后来很奇妙，每次他穿那件裤子，他就肚子痛。
And indeed, it was very odd because every single time when she put on those jeans, she'll get a tummy ache.
啊，拉肚子。
She'll actually have diarrhea.
一次两次啊，神警告她，神让她知道神是忌邪的神呢。
And once, two times, God had warned her that God is a jealous God.
哎，她懂了，后来她就把那个裤子 throw 掉了，不要了。
And she understood these warnings, so she got rid of those jeans.
很奇妙啊，肚子就不痛了。
And miraculously, she did not have stomach pain.
所以，今天有些事情我们不是很了解，但是当神警告我们的时候，我们要 take it seriously.
So sometimes we don't really understand the things that are going on in our lives. However, when we receive these warnings and signs from the Lord, we need to take them seriously.
我们要从约柜被掳来的学习。
We need to learn from the ark being captive.
时间不够了，我们来一起来祷告。
We don't have time, so we'll just go directly to prayer.
求主继续带领我们的教会。
And we ask the Lord to continue to guide our church.
啊，带领每位弟兄姐妹。
To guide every single one of us.
同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.